Hi, everyone, and welcome to the COVID-19 vaccine show, the number one COVID-19 vaccine show in the world. And I'm excited to welcome to the program Dr. Mark Hayden. Dr. Mark, what's going on? And as you told us 4 months ago that there was going to be another wave and that you shouldn't invest in stadiums in September and October. We're back to masks again in most places. And more cases are happening. And you were just right spot on with this prediction.
You know, there is what sets me apart from the CDC is that I experimented on myself. What sets me apart from dozens and dozens and dozens of physicians around the world is that they're dependent on others for their information. I experience COVID exposure deliberately. That's how we learn. You know, the way we learn to do things is we have exposure. The way you learned English was you were exposed to English language by your parents. If you had no exposure to English language, you couldn't speak English.
That's right.
We have to choose how to get exposure.
Right.
And we have a right to have exposure in the way which we choose is least harmful to our bodies.
Correct.
Now, we know the World Health Organization says that COVID on food is safe. Well, guess what? I'm not allowed to put out any statements unless they're actually backed up by the World Health Organizations. But see, I can take their words and actually use them in my favor. So I can have people that have live infections of the Delta variant.
Right.
And I can give them a clear water bottle that costs about what? A water bottle costs 75 cents. What do you think? 75 cents or a buck?
Right.
They take an ounce, swish it in their mouth, put it back in, and I can swallow it. What am I really doing by that? That's called a live human trial. Am I allowed to do live human trials on myself? Yes. Well, number one, I'm a doctor. Number two, it's my body. Yes, I am allowed to do live human trials. Don't we believe that experimentation should always have informed consent? Do you believe that, Neil?
Yes.
Now, how can you have informed consent unless you're able to understand the information? Can you have informed consent if you really can't comprehend what you're consenting to?
No.
So the people in our society who should be engaged in self-experimentation are those who can understand the data and experiment on themselves. That's both legal, that's ethical, and that's how you learn. Isn't it?
Yes.
So, you know, you'll get all these studies and you'll get all these, oh, guess what? We got to wait till something happens. Then we can analyze it. You know, you took American history when you were young in high school.
I have an undergrad in history, but yes, I've taken American history before.
Yeah. You know, when the U.S. wanted to do things, it just sacrificed people. I mean, when they wanted to build railroads, they shot all the buffalo and the Indians starved. That is the nature of the American government. When they want something, they are willing to sacrifice people to do that. Is that not correct, Neil?
Yes.
So how come the United States government has not engaged or even encouraged wide-scale self-testing by physicians? Oh, they're such a valuable resource, we can't lose them now. I don't think that's the message I'm getting from most physicians. In fact, most physicians are getting replaced by nurse practitioners in the United States. Isn't that correct? When's the last time you saw a real doctor, Neil?
Oh, wow.
Have you seen a nurse practitioner?
Yes.
You know, they have taken this profession of medicine, and what they want is weak people, weak physicians, weak-minded, who can't make their own decision, not even about their own bodies.
All right. So basically, we understand the oral vaccine. Now, what do we have up here with the viral load? Because the thing I really want to get an answer to is the death rate. The death rate in all over the world, the United States. And so we're going to go through a bunch of different things, but viral load, I think we can go to first. What's viral load telling us now? This is again from Missouri.
If we look at this big viral load peak here, the viral load in the sewer systems of the United States peaked before February 1st.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Okay, that means that most of the intestines that had never seen it before got exposed prior to February 1st. The vaccines really didn't come out until this year, meaning they were not effective at all until at least 3 weeks later. Their impact came at a time in which most people had had exposure on their food. Probably 70 to 80% of the population had some sort of exposure. Now, it wasn't complete exposure. Some people just had such a low dose that your body adjusts the amount of response based on the dose it receives. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So because people had some exposure, we don't have the death rate in this wave that you would have expected. Let me put it to you this way. In Missouri, there were at least 3 million unvaccinated people, completely unvaccinated. Okay. Those people, if you had a 1% death rate, and all those people inhaled, and probably most of them did inhale the Delta because it's so well aerosolized.
Right.
We would have 30,000 dead people in the last 8 or 9 weeks in Missouri.
Yes.
We don't have 30,000 dead people. We only have about 1,200 dead people in Missouri. Now that sounds bad, but let's figure out what the average daily death rate in Missouri. If only in Missouri, if the average person lives, let's say 70 years, times 365 days, let's just say 30,000 days in your life. So 1% of the pop, 1/30,000th of Missouri dies every day. So there is probably out of 3 million people in Missouri, on average, ignoring COVID, there is going to be at least 1/30,000th. If you 1/300,000th, 3 millionth, there'd be about 10, at least 10 people a day die.
Okay. And how many are dying from COVID a day?
Sometimes it's zero. Sometimes it's less than 3 or 4. Let me see if I can pop that up. Hold on. I'm going to stop sharing this screen. Let me see if I can get back.
I think they're doing screens. Again, the same thing. If someone dies from something else, they're going to make it a COVID death.
How are they going to separate out the people that are dying from other causes that are positive? Because so much of the population is positive. So some of these are going to be overreported, and then they're going to curtail back the numbers later on. The goal of most of this media machine and most of the CDC is to establish control for the CDC. The government of the United States wants to convince you that only they have the solutions. And one of the things that should bother people is,
yes,
control of information. The internet was supposed to offer us access to a wide amount of information from around the world.
Right.
But guess what? Your access to internet is a way of making money. That's where Google and Apple come in.
Right. Let's go back to,
But let's just go back to, look, the sewer shed project.
Yeah,
shows right
here. You lost
the
screen again.
Okay, hold on. Let me see.
So while you are doing that, what about the death rate? Is it much lower now in the United States than it was when we were at the last wave?
Absolutely.
Okay, you're gonna going to shut down the country for just hospitalizations?
Here's my prediction. Are you ready for this, Hayden prediction? The actual COVID death rate will go through the floor before September 1st. the numbers will collapse in the United States. And in fact, when I look today, there was only 191 deaths associated with COVID yesterday in the entire United States. So the peak has already happened or will happen and will crash within 1 to 2 weeks throughout the entire United States. So in order to capitalize on that, look, these people that I speak about, they're not idiots. They're smart. They're smart cookies. They know it as sure as I know it. So what they're going to do is try to force through more people to vaccinate. Then they will claim that their vaccination program, vaccinating a few people in the last weeks, saved America. That's how that narrative runs.
Okay, so let's go to some questions so you get the screen up. The death rate's down, okay, and you're going to show that. The FDA approving the vaccine means now there's going to be more mandates. But what about the Israel? Israel just interests me completely that they're saying that the vaccine does not work with the new variant and that many of the people with the vaccine are getting COVID and it's not really helping.
You know, once again, it's not about, what did I tell you? I told you that getting the vaccine originally gave people some exposure. Any exposure gave them an opportunity to learn. When you took it as an intramuscular, you took it as an experimental vaccine that might have some benefit in 3 weeks or 4 weeks. When I took natural live COVID, it grew in my intestines for a week. I had much prolonged exposure. And if you Google natural immunity and you Google Dr. Moran, he'll teach you that natural immunity lasts for up to 5 years. Now, one of the things you need to not be confused by, I like Dr. Moran, and I like what he talks about natural immunity, but Dr. Moran is still hung up on the idea that you follow efficacy based on serum antibodies. This is a mucosal disease. You get you lose the battle when you get too much virus growing in your lungs before it ever crosses. And right. I don't know whether the CDC doesn't comprehend that. They don't get it. But they're obviously not doing any experimentation one way or another to prove it. And the information you get will be highly biased to achieve the political ends of the CDC.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. So as you're getting screens up, the basic situation is that what we are seeing is that everyone that believes this vaccine's working, this next round, the one, does it work with the Delta variant, or you don't think so anymore?
I think that any exposure, if you believe, look, the coronavirus is becoming better and better aerosolized. You had better develop an immunity to it. And that is for everyone who listens to this program. It is your responsibility as a human being to develop immunity to it.
What about kids? What are kids going to do? Because they're the ones that are getting the worst of the brunt of things this time, and they're not.
The death rate among children is not sky high.
What about hospitalization? Why are they calling it hospitalization?
Okay, number one, they can put you in the hospital just to give you a antiviral cocktail. So guess what? If the government begins to pay big bucks for hospitalization, you know what's going to happen to hospital? It's going to shoot through the roof. You have to take away the for-profit motive before you see. Guess what? Are these kids on vents? How many people on vents today compared to the prior wave? They won't talk about those numbers.
Okay.
What they want to talk about is people, somebody's in the ICU. Are they in the ICU on a vent, or are they in the ICU getting an antiviral cocktail? Two big differences.
Okay. Yeah.
So all of this is well-designed to panic people and say, go get your shot. You know what? Your shot provides some immune exposure, and it's better than nothing if you've never had any exposure. But most people have already had some exposure, or else they would have always. Now, does it complement? It does complement the exposure they've already had. But they have to decide, Neil, do you really want to be taking a shot every 3 to 6 months the rest of your life?
That's the problem, because when will the effects occur worse? And so
that's right. They don't know. But guess what? Here's what I plan to do. I'm going to get some community COVID in water, and I'm going to drink the latest variant in a glass of water. That's what I can do for myself. And that's going to give me the exposure that I want of the latest variant. I'm not going to get sick. And, you know, one of the things we don't have, Neil, is how do you separate real experts from fake experts?
You can't. And that's
yes, you can. You actually can, Neil. Huh. You have all the experts line up. You have them inhale live virus. You see who gets sickest and who dies.
Oh, jeez.
And that is a very effective way.
So you're saying those are the ones that didn't get the vaccine?
Yeah. So in other words, if somebody tells you that they have no immune defense, they've never had gut exposure, they've been in a closet, and that they think that they can inhale, that number one, they need to be a physician because they're not telling you the truth. But if they chose to inhale and they get sick and die, trying to prove that their immune theory, that's their choice. But if they die, then they die, and their death helps prove that they were wrong, doesn't it?
Will there be a government shutdown?
You know, I do not think. Let me tell you, economically, that makes no sense.
But what has made sense so far in the Biden administration?
You know, here's the thing. I don't think they want to struggle on with an economy. You have to learn to live with coronavirus in the community.
Social distancing, masks for a lot longer.
Yes. No, I don't even use a mask around people that have coronavirus because I can trust my own natural immunity. When I go up to get a sample of the Delta.
But they said it doesn't last as long as the shot. True or false, natural immunity.
It lasts longer than the shot. But here's the problem. Here's the problem, Neil. The CDC cannot provide you with live virus, but you can get live virus from your own household members. So really what we need to talk about today is in the U.S., 20 to 30% of the population does not have vaccination right now. Actually, it's higher than that. What is it? 30, 40%?
Yeah.
If somebody in your family, in your household has coronavirus, are you going to abandon them? Or are you going to try to get the crash course in viral exposure? What do you think they should do, Neil?
Get the crash course in viral exposure.
Okay. Is the crash course... Now, when mRNA came out, they never claimed that you had an improvement in your immunity from the first shot for at least about 3 weeks, did they? And by 3 weeks, you're pretty much... That's a little bit too late. But if you have it growing in your own intestines from a natural infection, you stand your best chance of having a rapid immune defense. And that's through gut exposure of live virus. How do you get gut exposure of live virus? You take the live virus in water.
Okay.
And it's just that simple. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. Number one, you're not going to have an immune defense if you don't get exposure. You can get immune exposure to that variant.
What is the whole push now of the vaccine? If we don't get all vaccinated, there's going to be more and more variants and COVID will never disappear. True or false?
Even if everybody was vaccinated with intramuscular, it doesn't stop the transmission. Guess what? It's going to reproduce on the mucosa and continue to multiply. You'll continue to get new variants that you have to get immunized to. What don't they understand?
So it's just going to be like every 6 months. And when will the effects...
Who says it's going to take... Neil, who says it will take 6 months?
No, to every time you have another shot.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? When the new variant comes out, another new variant after that, another new variant after that. The real goal is keep people dependent, keep people controlled, keep the government in charge. And, you know, you need to do what is best for you need to have an immune defense. You need to have exposure to the virus in the way that will produce the most effective immunity for you. And it may be that they mandate that every man, woman, and child in the United States has to have a vaccine. Who knows what the United States government will do?
It's probably they're going to make it so you can't go anywhere, especially the FDA approval. So unless there is a revolution, we'll have to find out. So Mark, every time we finish up, but I think that really what you're showing, the data really quickly, the data, if I would see it, is the death rate is down, that we are, the death rate is not, and that most people through that viral load have been exposed before to COVID. Now, if another thing, so we, that's the kind of summary of today, is basically FDA approval, not death rate.
But Neil, I want to make something explicitly clear, okay? I want to make sure I can communicate this fact. COVID or coronavirus, Delta variant, is more pathogenic, more deadly, more toxic than the prior precursor.
Yes.
It blows through in a huge wave through a society. If you didn't have some immune defense, you were at very high risk of death. Fortunately, a lot of people had immune exposure they were not aware of, wow, even though they were not vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And so the death rates were not. But guess what? We have a lot of sick people. You don't want to have pulmonary disease. So I encourage everybody to either get a vaccine or get an oral inoculation of live virus. Okay? Yeah. Drink it in water. But you can't do that without your local doctor's permission, because you don't even have control of your own body. How's that sound, Neil? Does that sound like a FDA approved statement?
So how can we get the vaccine, oral vaccine, approved?
You can't share a bottle of water with your
household. You don't think anybody's going to go oral vaccine, because they're going to go with the expensive vaccines can make them the most money.
Then let them go. Then let them go. Neil, it's not my job. It's not my job to save people. I need to inform people. I need to tell people. But ultimately, their choice is their choice. And most of the people who watch this, I hope, are physicians and nurses. It's not. These people can make decisions about their own bodies. If your local physician can't make a decision about his own body, and that can only be made by the CDC, we got a lot of problems.
Okay. So the way you always close out the show is to let people know about your faith and what's most important.
You know, my ancestors did not understand what viruses were. They didn't have an electron microscope. You can't even see a virus without an electron microscope. Their lives, their health, their sicknesses were oftentimes controlled by invisible forces. We live a lot of times as humans in a world that we don't understand. What matters is that you do your purpose in life. There is absolutely nothing wrong with getting a vaccine. If you've never had any exposure, I mean zero, if you never had 1 month, then that vaccination actually helped you. If you choose to take an oral vaccine, if you choose to share a spoon or glass, a cup of water with somebody who's infected in your household that you are taking care of, I would call that a smart move. But at any rate, the purpose of our lives is to do meaningful things. You look like you're meditating there, Neil.
I'm thinking about
meditating that. And reaching a higher power. What
I
you
need
doing?
A cough. I need cough. I need cough.
You might be meditating.
I'm manifesting this will be over. Okay.
Yeah.
So based on that.
But really, my day to die is my day to die. I swallowed COVID 5-6 times. I'm going to pick up samples. I will hopefully be able to show you next week another live demonstration of multiple samples from multiple people.
All right.
Me swallowing it. And guess what? I don't turn positive after I swallow it.
So are we going to have, this the week we have like basically a thing that we'll have a paperwork stating that too? I think that'll be perfect to do the next show.
And so that is, we need to encourage, the CDC needs to encourage physicians to do, well, actually the CDC will never encourage self-experimentation. They want to be the sole control of all authority in the United States. And that is, we used to have a country where your local doctor got involved. That's a tragedy, that your local doctor helped make decisions about your life, what cancer, what chemo. And I'm sorry that, but those days are rapidly disappearing. Okay. Power is being centralized.
All right. So COVID-19 vaccine show. Make sure you share this. And so next week is big, right? How big is it? Very big, right? You're gonna be swallowing live virus again.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I expect that the death rate in the United States will crash within 2 weeks. It will get lower and lower.
All right. All right.
And then they will claim credit because, oh, guess what? It's that last round of vaccine, they will say. That last round of vaccine saved the, that will become the near, hey, see, I told you, as soon as we'd approve this vaccine, make it for everybody, that's what made the death rate go down. That's the spin.
It will be. We'll see what happens. All right, Mark.
That's right.
Talk to you next week. All right. That was COVID-19 vaccine show. Take care.